الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we seem to be caught up in Trump, and all kinds of messages keep coming and so on and so forth. Alhamdulillah, I am in Chennai today in my dear brother and dear friend Suhail's house, enjoying their hospitality, and we have a program scheduled later in the day to speak to a large group of Muslims and non-Muslims. So inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help. Now, what do we do with a situation like this, which is Trump in America, and similar situations, varying degrees of things in other parts of the world, whether it's Europe, India and elsewhere? Because if you look at this, then this Trump is not a single phenomenon by himself, but it seems to be a kind of trend that the world is going through. Now, I'm reminded of the wonderful research of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross on people who, she did this research with the people who were dying. Of course, all of us are dying, but what is meant by that is people who were given news of terminal illness. So how do they handle that? And she came up with this wonderful model of how people handle shock, how people handle news of traumatic nature, how people handle news of potential threat to their safety and to their survival. And she came up with this thing which is described with the acronym SARAH, S-A-R-A-H. So when we are faced with the Trumps of the world, or you're faced with any kind of traumatic news or potentially traumatic news or any kind of negativity of this kind, then we say make friends with SARAH. Now, what is SARAH? SARAH stands for the stages that a person goes through when they receive news of a traumatic nature. The first stage is S, which is which stands for shock. The second stage is A, which stands for anger. Also, we call it denial. So, shock and then anger or denial. The third stage is the stage of resistance. The fourth stage is the stage of acceptance, and the fifth stage is the stage of help. Now, obviously you can see from this that we have to go through three stages before you come to the stage of acceptance, and that is the tough part, and that is where many people get stuck, and they're not able to progress all the way through, and so they don't make friends with SARAH, so to speak. The first stage is the stage of shock, and the stage of shock is really a stage of saying that, you know, this can't be happening to me. Why did this happen? Why me? So this is the kind of the first stage of any kind of reaction like this. You know, just say any kind of somebody dies or any of these kinds of things. So you say, why me? A lot of people are asking that question with Trump. And the same thing we saw in Brexit in the UK. When after Brexit was signed and sealed, then a lot of protests all over and so on. No, we don't want to leave Europe. Same thing with Trump now. You're seeing protests around the US, and people are saying, no, this. The whole point of the matter is that Trump didn't come there by a military coup. Trump was elected. So how come he got elected? I mean, what's the sense of saying that we are protesting now? Those who are protesting should have gone to the polling booths and voted for Clinton or whatnot. They should have done that with Bernie Sanders to ensure that he would have been selected instead of Clinton. People who are against or who say they are against Brexit should have said that at the time of the vote, not now after Brexit is signed and sealed. So this shock always, if you analyze the shock, you realize it's not so much of a shock. It's some of these things are things that you possibly could have done. Now, obviously, that doesn't apply everywhere. If it's bereavement, for example, somebody dies in an accident, well, you know, what are you going to do? So things like this, but in other things, it's not always the same. So the first stage is the stage of shock. The second stage is the stage of anger, where a person says, no, no, this is not happening. I refuse to believe this. And this is where a lot of people shoot the messenger. So, for example, if you take the what's happening in India with the triple talaq issue and so on and so forth. Now, there's a lot of shooting the messenger that's going on with people. How can you disagree with the Muslim Personal Law Board? The Muslim Personal Law Board is not God. So, why can't you disagree? You can disagree because you respect them, because you want to strengthen them, because you are their friends. Only friends disagree. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a Muslim is the brother of is a mirror of his brother. So, but somewhere we have forgotten the whole issue of the importance of dissent. So, the first thing to do is shoot the messenger. And that comes from this anger. So, shock and anger. Third one is resistance. Now, this resistance is, if you take the case of somebody who gets news, may Allah keep you all safe, news, say for example, of detection of cancer. The resistance stage is where a person now says, no, 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 this doctor is all rubbish. Let me go to another one. And then a third one, and a fourth one, and a fifth one. Then let me go and get an assessment from Mayo Clinic in the US. And now after having, toured the world, trying to get all kinds of this scan and that scan and PET scan and whatnot, and spent, millions, then the person comes to the stage of acceptance and says, yes, I do have cancer. So the resistance stage also is a stage of denial of a kind, where you're saying, this is not happening to me. You know, so this is the kind of resistance. Now, the reason I'm saying all this is because in today, I think this is where we are going through. We're going through a state of shock and anger. I don't know whether we've come to resistance yet, but we have to, the key thing is get through these stages fast, because a lot of useful time gets wasted in trying to deny something which is already there on the table. So instead of beating your head over that, then say, okay, now what do we do? This has happened. This is reality. We don't like it, but it has happened. Now what do we do? And that's where the stage of acceptance comes. And once the stage of acceptance comes, then logic comes into place and so on and so forth. And people say, all right, so what's the scenario? What must we do? What kind of steps do we need to take? And so on and so forth. And then you go to the stage of help and saying, now, what do I need? Do I need legal assistance? Do I need, in the case of America, what must we do with CARE? CARE has been doing some phenomenally great work, for many years now. May Allah bless all the people involved in it. They do get support, but do they get enough support? Now it's a time where you have to put your hand into your pocket and say, we have to support this organization. We have to strengthen the organization. You have to put your money where your mouth is if you want help to be available to you if and when you need it. May Allah protect us from that situation. So the whole issue is to say that how are we going to get this help? What are the stages? So acceptance and help are the two powerful stages of Sarah. Having said all of the above, I think what is also important for us to is to continue to remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns this world, not Donald Trump. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala runs this world, not Donald Trump or Putin or Putout or whoever. The whole point is that we have to remember, and especially for Muslims, we have to remember this and we have to remind people about this and say, look, forget all this. All of this is fine. They were, Trumps before Trump, and there will be Trumps after Trump. It makes no difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala runs this world. And what did Allah say about running this world? Who did Allah say He will help? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah said, Allah is with the people of taqwa and with the people of ihsan. So what must we do if we want the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come? Is become people of taqwa and ihsan. At least start on the pathway. I know I'm not suggesting that one can overnight or instantly become a person of taqwa and ihsan, but at least one can try. So make tawbah, ensure your life is on the right path, ensure that you have no haram in your life and your income and your food and so on. These are the major areas where these things happen. Ensure that there's no deliberate disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. Mistakes are mistakes. We ask Allah to save us from them and we make tawbah. But deliberately doing something, knowing something is wrong, you still do that. Now, why would you do that? I mean, that's completely insane. So we must make sure that we bring our lives back on track. Sin has an effect. Virtue also has an effect. This is true in all religions. Believe me, today people have got used to living in life as if there is no such thing as sin. This is not true. I mean, if you want to ignore something, it doesn't make it go away. You know, if you ignore pollution, it doesn't make it go away. If you ignore adulteration of food, it doesn't make it go away. So how does ignoring sin make it go away? It does not go away. It just means that by ignoring it, you are not taking steps to protect yourself, which means you are even more vulnerable to the harm that this thing causes. That's all it means. You are just opening yourself to being destroyed because you refuse to recognize that this thing is a danger. And sin is a very major danger. Very, very major. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Zahara al-fasadu fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas." Allah spoke about the hands of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the corruption that is spread on the face of the ocean and the earth, all the trials and tribulations, all the corruption, this is the result of the actions that are wrought by the hands of people. Very, very clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't get any pleasure out of sending down trials and tribulations on people and saying, okay, let me, you know, trouble this bunch of people here and see how they squirm. Allah doesn't do that. We create our own Jannah and Jahannam in this world itself. And of course, that translates also into the Akhirah. This is something for all of us to be very clear about and to remember. And this is true across the world. There is sin has an effect. And this is what we have been doing to ourselves. We have created societies which revel in sin. We have created societies which we think that semantics solves everything. That if you give something a different name, it changes its nature, right? So it doesn't change. The thing is the same. You can call it what you want. It's still the same thing. You can't eat biryani and call it health food. Sure, do what you want, but it's not health food. So the same thing applies across the world. We have got used to living with disobedience. We have got used to saying that we have a right to disobey. So therefore, we call these things lifestyle choice and this and that and the other. Go ahead and do that. No problem. I personally, if somebody asks me, what's your opinion? I said, great, do it. I mean, it's your life. What do I care? But my point is that if you are going to live a life of disobedience, then be prepared for the consequences. If you're willing to live a life of obedience, then also, alhamdulillah, there will be consequences. And there's a world of difference between the consequences of one kind of life and the consequences of another kind of life. And that is why we need to make the choices. So make friends with Sarah and make the choices that will lead, inshallah, to a life which is good in this world and also which is, inshallah, good in the Akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection from all forms of evil and harm. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala especially to protect our brothers and sisters in America and especially our brothers and sisters all over the world. America compared to Syria is like Jannah. So we need to also put things in perspective. You say, oh, things are so bad. If you want to know what is the meaning of bad, go to Syria. Not America. If things are so bad in America, then what do you say about things in Syria, for example? So, alhamdulillah, we are well. We are, we can, of course, do better. So, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection from all forms of evil. And we ask Allah to help the Muslimoon, wherever they are, the Mustadifoon, wherever they are, the people who are weak and who cannot take care of themselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah to destroy all oppressors and remove their oppression from the surface of the earth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help those who need help. We ask Allah to remove the masaib and the musibah and the difficulties from wherever there are. And we ask Allah to make us all obedient to Him. Jalla Jalaluhu wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.